Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1390 of our trek and time for our 3-minute mini trek called Wisdom Unplugged. This short nugget of wisdom includes an inspirational quote with a little bit of additional content for today's trek. Consider this your vitamin supplement of wisdom for today. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Mother Teresa, and it is, "Do your best and trust others to do their best. Be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strength lies." So today's snippet will be, do your best to be faithful. In our politically correct, polarized world, especially with media outlets and social media, if we are not careful, we will harbor a spirit of distrust of nearly everyone. This is not what God intends for our lives. Yes, I realize that if you open yourself up and begin trusting others, there will be times where your trust will be betrayed, but that should not stop us from trusting others. Let me share with you a personal story when our trust was shattered. When we owned and operated our computer business, we decided to expand through acquisition. First, we acquired a small company, and then about a year later, a company that was similar to our size. We discovered in both cases after the fact that the information regarding their businesses and their personal lives of the owners was not what we were led to believe. Through these misrepresentations of their integrity, financial health of themselves and their businesses, and due to the economic issues of that time, we ended up having to close our business after nearly 18 years because we could not financially survive the downturn. Afterward, during a time of reflection, I mentioned to Paula that, "I know that our trust was betrayed, but I would still rather trust with the possibility of being betrayed than not trust others. A lack of trust leads to a lack of hope. A lack of hope leads to a life of despair, and that is not the kind of life that I choose to live." Yes, part of the issue was that we did not correctly conduct adequate due diligence, and I take full responsibility for the outcome. Knowing that does not mitigate the feelings that we experienced. President Reagan said it well when he said, "Trust but verify." I have adopted this concept in my life as much as possible. We must trust others to do their best. We must be faithful in the small things because it is where our real strength lies. There is one who we can trust who will never leave us or forsake us, and he will direct our paths. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His way in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. And that's a wrap for today's Wisdom Unplugged quote. If you'd like free access to my database of over 11,000 inspirational quotes, the link is available on the main page of wisdom-trek.com. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of wisdom, encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,389 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey. And create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.